In this laboratory test, a house built with conventional techniques is falling apart in hurricane-force winds. The survivor has stronger shingles, thicker roof boards, and metal straps holding floors together. These wind tunnel tests were done by the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. It says stronger construction costs a little more, but holds up much better to extreme weather. The growing number of unusually strong storms like Typhoon Haiyan has convinced the chairman of the U.S. Senate Homeland Security Committee, Tom Carper, that extreme weather is the new norm.
Extreme weather events have increased in frequency over the last 50 years or so. They're expected to become even more common, more intense, and more costly.
Hurricane Sandy hit beachfront businesses along the U.S. East Coast, including Carper's home state. Insurance companies had to pay out huge claims. To limit such losses, the insurance industry can raise premiums for businesses in vulnerable locations and offer discounts to clients who make their buildings more resilient with upgraded construction techniques. Managing risks is the job of insurance brokers like Kevin Connolly of the Graham Company, who spoke to VOA via Skype.
We're either going to place your insurance at a hugely markup, or we're not going to write it at all, which is just as bad, obviously.
Drought is another suspected consequence of climate change, and dry ground means more wildfires in California. Current mathematical models of climate change do a poor job of predicting the economic impact of drought and other weather events, says Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor Robert Pindyke, who spoke via Skype.
I think all we can do is, taking all of that into account, come up with some very rough numbers, very rough estimates. I would say consensus estimates that maybe experts provide, that give us a view of what would the catastrophic outcome look like if we don't do anything.
To help deal with this serious problem, Pindyke says policymakers should take actions, such as imposing a tax on carbon dioxide emissions. A carbon tax would encourage companies and families to use less energy and generate fewer of the gases thought to be driving changes in the climate. But other analysts say it is unlikely a new tax will get approval by the U.S. Congress anytime soon. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.